At right is a sketch of what you can do with the jump instruction. The same could be done with a branch instruction. If the main routine needs to start up to call a subroutine sub, it can jump to it with a jump instruction. At the end of the subroutine, control can be returned with another jump instruction. The subroutine returns to a statement in main labeled ret for return. The subroutine is called at just one point in main and returns to an address a few instructions after that point. The subroutine is used only once in this main program because it always returns to the same location. You could write some tricky code to overcome this, but it is much better to follow subroutine linkage, such as is about to be discussed. A subroutine call is when a main routine or other routine passes control to a subroutine. The main routine is said to be the caller, and the subroutine is said to be the callee. A return from a subroutine is when a subroutine passes control back to its caller. When the callee, the subroutine, finishes execution, it nearly always returns to its caller.